worried about that because he had his eye on the prize. He knew what was ultimately coming. Yes, he hung on the cross and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But he wasn't feeling forsaken over being beat. He wasn't feeling forsaken over being whipped, being abused, nothing like that. The forsaking part came when he had never, ever, 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 ever experienced God looking away from him. But from the instant that the sin landed on him, and then the sin was removed from him. During that time, God couldn't look on sin. That was hard on him, but he still never lost focus. And ultimately, he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Folks, this is what needs to be our God. Into your hands I commit this. Into your hands I commit that. Into your hands I commit this. And I just really am going to believe you, God. I'm going to believe your word above everything, in everything. It's the thing. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get my flesh to agree with what my spirit knows is true. I'm going to keep putting it there, and putting it there, and putting it there. It was not fun for Jesus to lay in the garden praying and keep coming back and finding the disciples sleeping. Not because they were letting him down, but because, oh man, if they can't watch with me for 1 hour now. If the footmen are wearied, then what are they going to do when they run with the horses? But the truth was, I believe this, it isn't written, but I believe this. I believe that Jesus knew that the promise of the Comforter, that the promise of the Holy Spirit, would help him to pray for a lot more than an hour. He had to know that God's plan was going to be fulfilled. He didn't spend his time there worrying, going, oh God, these guys aren't going to be able to do it. There's no way. This whole plan's going, it's going down the tube in a handbasket, Father, because these guys just haven't got it yet. I know the timeline, and this is the way that it's going to be, and there's nothing I can, That wasn't Jesus' attitude. Jesus still knew where he was headed. And up from the grave he arose. We're going to jump ahead of Easter. He jumped right out of that grave. And then we're going to jump ahead, because he knew the Holy Spirit was coming. And then ultimately, when he got on the donkey, he was headed for the clouds. We have to have the kind of confidence that says, even riding a donkey feels like a hover to me. What is that? I think it's still out, but I think there's little signs that people say made a buck. Something like that, you know? I mean, we can make this thing work. No matter what, it works. Because this is the confidence that we have. If we will have that attitude, if we will know that, hey, it don't matter if it's a donkey. It don't matter if I'm walking. It doesn't matter if I feel like I'm on a treadmill going the opposite direction. I'm going to trust God, and His purpose is going to be fulfilled. Now, we get rid of what's behind us that way, because what we've done, we aren't going to fix. Only Jesus can fix. That's why we do things like laying them at the altar. It's not just coming up to lay down at the altar. It's coming up to put something there, putting our trust in God to take care of it, knowing that something happened when we did it. You see, too often people come to an altar and they don't know that anything took place when they did it. But our confidence has to be something's happening. Jesus knew something was happening. Jesus knew something was happening from the day he started his ministry. He knew something was going on when he was a kid because he said, you know, I got to be in my Father's house. He knew something was happening. Now, whether he knew before he was 30 or not, I don't know. We can say, well, surely God gave him the whole plan. Well, probably he did. Maybe he didn't, because he was the way that we are. He was tempted in every way that we are. He was sent out into the desert to be tempted of the devil straight on. We may sometimes feel like that's happening to us. I'm not sure we do that. But he had that confidence so that it didn't matter if it was a donkey. It was a fine donkey.